In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Do you remember that when he was giving his discourse to the Jewish people? I'm going to be just reading one verse because it's very important. "And then said the high priest, are these things so? And Stephen said, men, brethren, fathers," he's very respectful, "men, brethren, fathers, hearken, listen, listen. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia before he dwelt in Haran." These words are so important. The God of glory appeared unto our father Abraham. Now let's see why the God of glory appeared to our father Abraham. Okay, it's very important, okay, because this is just so basic. And you know what? I'm into basics because if you don't know basics, you don't know nothing. I know anything, but I'll say nothing. I come from East Boston, and I'm proud of it. If you don't know basics, you don't know nothing. Listen. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham to form a people. To form a people. That's why he appeared. He did not appear to Abraham to form events. To form a people. A people that are separated for the praise of his glory. A people that are separated for the praise of his name. A people that are a people who have a God and a land. A God and a land. And a people. You see, this is so basic that it's stupid. Even talking about it is so stupid. That Abraham was called to form a people, and God gave them a land, and he is the God of the people. They are called a covenanted people. In the blood of the covenant, they became the people. In the blood of circumcision, they became a people. I won't tell you, a people are not individuals alone. They are a people. Now, it's very interesting because now we go from Israel to the church. Now, I'm not saying God is through with Israel. I do not believe that. I know a lot of people in the church believe that. I don't believe that. And I also believe that if the church doesn't stand up straight when God calls the Jews back, they're not going to come into the church. If the church doesn't repent and the church doesn't live like the people of God, when Israel starts to come into the glory of God, and they will because St. Paul says God is not through with Israel yet. If the church doesn't start to live like the church, Israel will not become part of the church. They will become a separate faction. That's the way it is. And you know what? It's up to the church. Okay, when God called Abraham, the God of glory, our father, the God of glory, appeared to our father Abraham. Our father of what? Our father in faith. This is so simple. Our father in faith. The God of glory appeared to Abraham, our father in faith. But now listen, to form a people. Okay, St. Paul writes to the people of Corinth, to the people of Ephesus, to the people of Galatia, to the Macedonians in Philippi. It's very interesting to know that he writes to a people. The church is anything but a people. We are like scattered ants going here, there, and everywhere. We are not a people. I know we are not a people. You might say, I'm a Roman Catholic. Well, you know what? What does that mean? Like, what does that mean? It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Are you part of a people? And a people is a body. And a body works together. That's what St. Paul said when he got his conversion. Jesus said, "Why do you persecute me?" Paul could have stood up and said, "I never even laid eyes upon you, mister." But he was talking about the body. A real body with real functioning parts that function together. A people. So Paul comes up with the doctrine of the body of Christ. That the church is a body. But I'm going to tell you. You might say we're a body, but we have an arm here and a leg there, a toe here, and, you know, we're in need of somebody to put it together, called the Holy Ghost. But you see, you don't have a people. I don't care. You go to the best parish in the United States. For the most part, you don't have a people. You have a loose confederation of souls. Yeah, some are Marian, some are charismatic. Oh, everybody's, you know, no, they all hate each other, you know, they're all working against each other, you know, I'm into the apparitions of the Blessed Mother, I'm into speaking in tongues, you know, there's no people. But God, our Father, called our Father Abraham to form a people of faith. Now, I'm not looking for a perfect people because, you know what, when I become part of it, it becomes imperfect. But a people that work together, you know, don't tell me that a parish is a people. It's not even a loose confederation. You know, I've been involved 30 years in the church as a priest, okay? You know what? Most people don't care if I'm living or dead. I know that. I knew that when I was first ordained. They shake your hand as long as you're providing a service. They love you, you know, you, whatever love means. Listen, I know there are exceptions. It's real. There are exceptions. But for the, like, there was Marilyn Nestor and there was Simi Koch. You know, there were people in Quincy that I could depend upon. There was Betty Foley. You know, there were people I could depend upon. Bob Black. There were people, Jerry McGarry. I could depend upon these people. But for the most part, your parish, they don't give a heck about anybody, you know. They come to get their card punched. Listen, you tell the truth to shame the devil. This isn't a people. This isn't even a loose confederation. They get really upset if you keep them 5 extra minutes. Well, that they're not going to come to the Mass that I celebrate because, you know what, I don't have a watch when I proclaim the gospel. Let them do what they want. They don't need to come to me. I don't care. Go someplace else. Go quickie. Get a quickie. Like a prostitute. Get a quickie. You know? I'm not into quickies. And I'm not into longies either. All right? I'm not into quickies and I'm not into longies. I'm into what I hear God telling me to say. Okay? And I do it imperfectly. I don't do it perfectly. I do the best I can. At least most of the time. But let me just tell you this now. Where is the people? Where is the people? There is no people. There is not. I belong to the Sacred Heart Church in East Boston, 35 Brook Street. You know, the pastor didn't even know who I was when I was in the seminary. Wanted no part of me. He wanted no part of me. Yeah, that's, you know, that's his life, you know. You know, and I'm going to tell you the truth, I wanted no part of him either. If he wanted no part of me, I wanted no part of him. Plain English, you know, he's supposed to be the pastor. I'm in the seminary. He wants no part of me. You know, that's not a people. That's not a people. That's, you know, here's somebody that's going into the seminary. It's in the seminary. They could care less about him. That's not even an orphanage. At least if you have an orphanage, you have some people who care about the orphans. This real. I'm talking real stuff now, okay? I'm talking real stuff. I'm talking real. Oh, we have the fullness of faith. Don't give me that crap, okay? Even though it's true, don't give me that crap. Because you know what? The fullness of faith means the God of glory called our Father Abraham to be a people. And we are not a people. And you know what? We are not even a loose confederation of people. You know, people just don't care. You know, it's just, you know, this is real, okay? This is absolutely real. See, I have to tell the truth. Now, there are people who care, okay? I know there are people who care. And I know there are people who care about me. But I want to tell you, we are not a people. And you know what? Unless we become a people, because of the things that are happening in the world, I'm going to tell you we're not going to be able to stand. It's as simple as that. And we're not even near a people. We're not even near. We don't even know we need to be a people. We think that if people come to church, it's good enough. But you know what? I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you a big surprise. And if you don't know this, you're stupid. They come to church. They're there 45 minutes. They're in the world. You multiply now. Okay, I'm going to multiply right in front of you. I'm going to multiply 24 times 7. 7 fours are 28. I learned my timetables a long time ago with 2, 7, 14. 168 hours a week. 1 hour in church. We're going to just take, okay, we'll take 8 hours times 7, 56 hours sleeping. Minus 167 minus 56. Let's see what it is. 111 hours in the world. Bombarded by the world. And the world's ways. There are as many pro-death Catholics as there are any other group. Catholics for choice. They're even starting a group in Poland. Catholics for choice. Isn't that nice? You want to know why? Because we're not a people. And let me also tell you this. We wouldn't even know how to be a people. First of all, we don't even know that we're not a people. The second thing, we would know how to be a people. But we know how to run events. We know how to run things. We're runners. We're organizers. We're the Catholic Church. We're the organizers. But we're not a people. We're not a people. Why do people leave the Catholic Church? I'm going to tell you. First of all, because they're not cared for. They're not cared for. For the most part, they are not cared for. And you read the 34th chapter of Ezekiel. I was reading it again last night. And you see what God says when you don't care for the sheep. You see what God says, not what I say. What does God say? God says something. I'm going to take them away from you. That's what God says. Now, you might want to fight with God that he's going to take away the people from the fullness of truth. Yeah, I think so. I think so. Because you know what? When you don't care for the sheep, he going to care for them himself. He'll send them to people who do care for them. And you know what? They might not be our brand. And that might be against your theology, okay? But you know what? It's not against God's theology. It's not against God's theology, because if you don't care for the sheep, he going to take them elsewhere. That's what the scripture says, okay? That's what the Bible says. I happen to believe the Bible. It's the word of God. It's true. Caring for the sheep. Now, I know at one time we had lots of people. As a matter of fact, we still think we do have lots of people. But you know what? We don't. Not in the Northeast. Maybe other places do. Maybe other places do, but in the Northeast you don't have lots of people. But you see, our priests don't even know how to care for the sheep. Now they know doctrine, you know. Learn the Apostles' Creed. Any fool can learn the Apostles' Creed. I can teach my cockatiel the Apostles' Creed, okay? It's commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ and to his people. It's offering our lives as a living sacrifice to the Lord Jesus Christ and to his people. It's living under the shadow of the cross and in the power of the resurrection. Well, most people don't even know that there is a resurrection. You know, how many Catholics have I heard say, well, you know, nobody has come back yet. You don't say! Nobody has come back yet! No? What about Jesus? How many Catholics have I heard say that? Nobody has come back yet. These are the sheep. They don't know. You know, I'm going to show you. I wish you could see what I have in my hand. I have my car keys. And you know who's on my car keys? Mickey Mouse. That's true. Mickey Mouse is on my car keys. Isn't that nice? They don't know Mickey from Jesus. As a matter of fact, they know Mickey better than Jesus. You know why? Oh, they get their kids to the shrine called Disney World. They don't bring their kids to church. They don't know Mickey. They know Mickey when they know Jesus. Mickey, you know, is not even a reality. And nobody has yet come back. Now, what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say that Jesus Christ formed disciples to form bodies, people that work together. Now, there was no perfect community. The Corinthian community was not perfect. It was all messed up. They were sleeping with their mother-in-laws. That's true. Read the Bible. They were using the gifts wrongly. That's right. They were into factions. I'm for Peter. I'm for Paul. I'm for this. I'm for Mickey Mouse. That's true. But you want to know what? At least they were together. And Paul was writing to correct things. Our bishops don't know anything what's happening in parishes. We've got parishes in the Archdiocese of Boston that preach heresy. They preach that there's no need to go to confession. They preach that everybody's going to heaven. I don't know what they preach. They don't preach the gospel, many of them. You know why? They don't know Jesus. I'm going to say that most priests know the church. They don't know Jesus. And if they knew him, they lost him on the way because they live 111 hours in the world and celebrate Mass a few hours a week. All right? If you think that the priests are any different than the people, you're out of your mind. Most priests, because there is no people, have fallen into the ways of the world. For the priest deserves the big automobile and the lovely dinners and the right people. You see, I'm going to tell you, it's an infection. And if you infect the priest, you infect the congregation. But nobody deals with those things, you know. Nobody deals with those things. And so we think that holy orders is a what? It's magic. I believe in magic. I tell you, the day the bishop lays his hands upon the head of a priest, the devil has his number, is going to screw this man up and going to do all he can to screw him up. We don't even know about spiritual warfare. Never mind forming people. Never mind forming disciples. That's real. I'm talking reality, okay? Now, where do we start? We start on our knees. That's right. We start on our knees. And what do we tell God? We don't know what we're doing. That's right. We don't know what we're doing. But you do. So would you begin to teach us to do something? What you're doing? I tell you, my friends, I've been a Catholic all my life. I believe in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, but if I depended upon Catholics to give me what I have today, I would not be a Catholic. I got most of my stuff from people who had faith, and they weren't Catholics. They weren't Catholics. As a matter of fact, when I went to the priest with the stuff that I had, they thought I was nuts. They still do. But I tell you, the church is dying. It's like, you know, as I said yesterday, it's like we have the Titanic sinking and everybody's fixing the chairs on the deck. Have a nice day. We're heading into an iceberg. Man the lifeboats. Our father Abraham had the apparition of the God of glory, who called him to form a people. The church is called to be a people. We call it the people of God. But if we were honest, it is the orphanage of God. We're going to get into philosophy now. The essence is we're called to be a people, and that's who we are. That's the essence. But the reality, the lived reality, is we're less than an orphanage. We don't know we have a father. We don't know we have a savior. We don't live by faith. For the most part, now, there are exceptions. Isn't that wonderful? But even the exceptions don't know what to do because no one ever showed them. So they're doing the best they can. Oh, yeah, they're doing the best they can. I'm not saying they're not working. Oh, yeah, they're working. As a matter of fact, they're working 90 hours a week, and they'll burn out. I understand. I've burnt out several times because there was no one to help me other than the needs around me. And there were the needs, and I tried to be a best priest that I could be in the power of the Holy Ghost. But you know what? It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. Because I tell you, any other organization that ran itself like the church would have died 2,000 years ago. Now we have the Holy Ghost that says the church will not ever die. Yeah, the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. That doesn't mean in the West, though. Where is the church? I told you, we're fishing in the wrong holes. You want to go see the church? Go to St. Patrick's or St. Joseph or whatever it's called in Lynn on Wednesday night. You want to see the church? You want to see the church? Go to St. Joseph's in Somerville on Saturday night. You want to see the church? You're not going to find the church in the Aryan race. The Aryans, they're on their way to the Cape on Thursday. That's it. They all want to go to the Cape, you know. Isn't that nice? Most churches close in the summer. We stop all everything in the summer, our programs. You know why? That's when the devil's most active. So we close in the summer. Have a nice day. I do more work in the summer than I do in the winter. But that's another issue. But because I'm different and I'm crazy. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't know how to do it either. But at least I know I don't know how to do it. At least I know that an orphanage is not what God calls us to. He calls us to be a people that work together, legs and arms and fingers and toes, and it's, we're going to do it imperfectly. At least I know that's what he calls us to be a body. That's, I know that. I don't know much more, but I know that. How to do it? I don't know how to do it. Unless the Lord build a house, they labor in vain who build it. I know that. At least I know. I don't know how. But I do know someone who knows how, if he wants that to be. I don't know what orphanage you belong to, but the church is an orphanage. It's an orphanage. People don't know God. They don't know Jesus Christ. They don't go to confession. They don't genuflect before the Eucharist. Yeah, they're all going to go to Steubenville East. Hallelujah! They're going to go to Steubenville East. They're going to get all fired up. To do what? To go back to the orphanages. To die. To be the seed that's planted on rocky ground that shouts for joy and then withers away because it has no roots. See, I happen to believe what Jesus says. And I think that's my problem. My problem is I happen to believe what Jesus says. I happen to believe what Jesus says. Amen? That's my problem. And maybe I will die with that problem, believing what Jesus said. But I won't tell you. I am sick of orphanages. Talk about Maine. They're all going to I'm sure they crowd the churches in Maine and at the Cape for the summer people, you know. My God, if I was ever in one of those churches, I'd be preaching till the cows came home because I've got the people in front of me. But, you know, they're all there for a quickie because they've got to go get the sun. And we've got the S-O-N. Listen, I know. I've been to these places. I've been on vacation in the Cape. I know what happens in the summer. I just sit in the congregation and say, oh, what a missed opportunity. But you see, they don't even know it's a missed opportunity. You know why? Because they're running an orphanage. Oh, my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, and lead all souls into heaven, especially those who have most need of your mercy. And, Lord, you know who has most need of your mercy? We do, if you want to be honest. The orphanage called the One Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. It's an orphanage. It really is. Do you know your father, the bishop? Neither do I. And what is it called when you don't have a father? You're an orphan. Does the father, the bishop, know me? No. I live in an orphanage. I don't know where you live. Well, I just hope this will cause us to seek God as the form of people, because you know what? We're not a people. Let me tell you this. We will be at the espousal on Wednesday, and that's not a people either, but we do the best we can. We will be at the espousal on Wednesday worshiping the Lord if you would like to come. Tonight I'll be at the Holy Rosary celebrating Mass at 7:30 if you'd like to come. And if you need a hole in your roof to be repaired, you call 978-319-3778, 978-319-3778, 978-319-3778. I just want to tell you, our father, Abraham, experienced the God of glory, and the God of glory called him to become a people. And you know what? We've missed it. But it's not too late. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.